It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? We are neighbors, aren't we? How are you? Oh, I've just been thinking about you so much. As I walked through the streets of the neighborhood, right along the sidewalks, I was saying hi to this neighbor and hi to that neighbor. And I thought, I'm going to see my special neighbor when I get to the place. And here we are. See this? What these are? Two handles with a rope in between. Sometimes two people hold these handles like this and then make the rope go up and around like that. And think of somebody right in between there, jumping up and down. Teddy bear, jump. That's it. Teddy bear, touch the ground. Teddy bear, shine your shoe. Teddy bear, that will do. Teddy bear, hop on 1 foot. Teddy bear, hop on 2 feet. Teddy bear, hop on 3 feet. Teddy bear, hop away. Ever do that? It's been a long time since I've tried to jump rope, but I'll try it now. Look at that. Did you ever try to jump rope and get your foot caught in it? Well, you don't give up. No, sir. You keep trying again. Lots of practice jumping rope. I like ropes. But I like this too, and this is another surprise. A surprise for Mr. McFeely. You know, Friday is his birthday. It's going to be on Friday. So I thought we'd make him... Can you guess what it might be? It's for the front of his bicycle. A basket. Yeah. Please don't tell him. No, because we want it to be a good surprise for him. But I'm weaving it. And I'm weaving this back and forth and in and out. Can you see how it weaves? In front of this one, and then back of this one, and then in front, and back, in front, back, in front, back. And it grows and grows and gets more and more filled in. Then when you come to the end of one of these little things, then you get another one. Start to weave this one all around. Hey, this is a little like the jump rope, isn't it? Yeah, okay. We'll start again. Right in here, the new one goes. Took me a lot of practice to learn how to do this. Yeah, you don't just get up in the morning and say, I'm going to know how to weave a basket and do it right away. No, you've got to learn your trade. You've got to learn your trade. Everything takes practice. If you want to make the grade, be sure to practice, practice. You have got to learn your job, not simply turn a knob. You've got to practice, practice, practice. You never learn to feel by wearing gloves. You never learn to smile with just a frown. You never learn to talk by shutting up or walk by sitting down. No, don't. You've got to learn your trade. Everything takes practice. When you see what you have made, you'll shout, "Look here!" The fact is, with a fair amount of practice, you can really positively learn your trade. Yes, you can. You've got to learn your trade. You just don't do it by wishing. No, you've got to learn it. It's coming. That's Mr. McFeely. Would you look out the window to see if it's Mr. McFeely, please? And then come back and tell me if it is. Is it? It is? Okay, well, you meet him at the door, and I'll put this away. Okay, you meet him at the door and tell him I'll be right there. Come in. Come in.
Hello there. Have you seen Mr. Rogers? Oh, you have? Well, I'll just wait here for him, all righty?
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
How do you do today? How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you.
Well, I just stopped by to see if you have any errands for me today, Mr. Rogers. Do you?
Well, I wasn't expecting you, Mr. McFeely. No, there isn't anything I know that you need to do today.
Well, I was just in the neighborhood. I'd stop by and check up, Mr. Rogers.
Well, thank you. Now, Mr. McFeely, Friday is your birthday.
Oh, yes, Friday's my birthday, Mr. Rogers. You're right, Mr. Rogers. Friday's the day.
Have you tried on your parka since yesterday?
Oh, I tried it on again last evening. Oh, I just love my new parka. My grandchildren, you know, of course, they sent it to me.
Yes, I know. It was a lovely thing.
Well, shall I leave now, Mr. Rogers? No errands. I'll just be off, all righty?
No, there aren't any errands. Birthdays are special times, aren't
they?
Oh,
and birthday weeks are special weeks, Mr. Rogers. They're very special weeks. Oh, by the way, Mr. Rogers, have you seen all those gymnastic people going over to the land of make-believe?
No, I haven't. Been kind of busy with other things today. Gymnastics,
yes. They're all going over towards the castle. What do you suppose is going on there? I suppose it's a busy day at the castle, right?
Oh, I'm sure. Something special.
Speaking
there,
of busy days, I have a busy day, Mr. Rogers, and I'll just run off now. All righty, Mr. Rogers, and we'll see you later. No errands, are you sure?
Thank you for stopping by. No errands, Mr.
McFeely. You're quite welcome, Mr. Rogers, and good day to you.
Mr. McFeely.
Yes?
I hope you'll stop by on your birthday. Will you do that?
I'll do that, Mr. Rogers. I'll stop by. I'll make it a special point to stop by and say hello to you, Mr. Rogers.
Please.
All right?
Do. We'd like to greet you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Rogers, and good day to you. Good day.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely.
He's gone.
Thank you very much for telling me. That's where I had it hidden, right back in there. Gymnastic people, I like to see gymnastic people, don't you? Maybe we'll get invited to the castle. I hope so. Flashing light? Oh, maybe this is it now. Hello? Edgar Cook, how are you? Good. Well, you know, Mr. McFeely said that there were some gymnastic people going into the castle. Is that what you're having? King Friday and Sarah Saturday are in the gymnasium, and there are three young men performing for them. We'd like very much to come, if we may. Won't you count to 13? All right, we certainly will. Will you count to 13 with me? Ready, flashing light? Then we'll go up to the gymnasium. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, Jimmy. Thank you.
Beautiful, just beautiful, don't you think, Sarah Saturday?
Oh, yes, I'm so impressed with these gymnasts.
I'd like you to meet my lady, Sarah Saturday. This is Mr. Bernie Jessel.
Very nice to meet you, Miss Saturday.
Oh, I'm so pleased to meet you, Mr. Jessel. I just love the way you just go up and around and...
Thank you very much.
Oh, yes, it's so dramatic.
And Lowell Meek, my friend Lowell Meek, whom I've known since he was a young boy.
I'm pleased to meet you, Mr. Meek.
Glad to meet you, Miss Saturday.
I love the way you stand on your hands and make your legs go way up in the sky.
Yes, down here in the gymnasium.
Oh, yes, it's so pleasant.
And you know my fine dancer, Akiba Blase.
My pleasure.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you again, Mr. Blase.
It's been a pleasure being here.
Oh, it's just wonderful to... You just go over and over and over again.
Perhaps these gentlemen would offer you, for your pleasure, one complete time each.
Oh, I'd like that, to be able to see you... perform whatever you like.
Would you do that, gentlemen?
Fine.
Yes, who would like to be first?
Well, I would like very much to be first.
Oh, good. Lowell Meek would be first. Who next?
I'll be second, Your Majesty.
Good. Second.
And for your pleasure, a dance.
Oh, a dance. Oh, he'll give you a dance here at the end of the day.
That would be wonderful. Oh, I'm so glad I came to the gymnasium today.
Very well, gentlemen, and we will speak with you after your special time.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Thank you.
Thank you, both.
Thank you.
aren't they excellent?
Oh, yes, beautiful dance, beautiful gymnastics. Come in, gentlemen. Let us give you our compliments. Beautiful dance, Mr. Blasé.
Thank you.
Oh, it was just exquisite.
I just like the way he went around the ropes and yeah.
So did I. And you, Mr. Meek. Oh, it's just wonderful to think that you were a little boy and worked so hard.
Yes, and worked so hard to become such a good gymnast. Congratulations, Lowell Meek.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Yes, and you, Bernie Jessel. It's always a pleasure to have you in my castle gymnasium.
Thank you very much, sire.
Oh, I should say so.
Your Majesty, did you know that Mr. McFeely was having his birthday on Friday?
You mean the nice old speedy delivery man?
Yes, sir.
Well, Mr. McFeely, we'll just buy him something.
Perhaps we could make him something, too.
Excellent idea. Thank you for that information, Bernie Jessel.
I'm always glad to be at your service, sire.
Yes.
We have some refreshments in the R room for these fine gentlemen, King Friday.
Refreshments? Excellent. Suppose we go there, then, to the R room, gentlemen. You know where it is. Just down the corridor. Come along, Sarah Saturday.
Oh, such a wonderful day. Really enjoy it.
11, 12, 13. So, King Friday and Sarah Saturday are going to make something for Mr. McFeely, too. Weren't those young men wonderful? You see them go around and stand up on their hands. And that beautiful dance by Mr. Blasé. Oh, boy. You know, when they were little babies, they were probably just lying in their cribs, looking at their hands like that, just fascinated. And their mothers and dads probably were wondering, I wonder what these boys are going to be and what they're going to do when they get bigger. Well, they had to practice an awful lot. They probably did some somersaults and deep knee bends and things like that. All sorts of simple things before they were able to do those really hard things. Getting good, don't you think? We should be able to have this finished by Friday, by Mr. McFeely's birthday. Hope he'll like this for his bicycle. What do you suppose Sarah Saturday and King Friday will have for Mr. McFeely? This is the last strand I have right here. I'll get it all woven in. And then I'll get some more so that we can finish it right up to the top. There, we've done about that much today. Mr. McFeely, I'll put this away. Yes, coming.
Oh,
Chef Rocker.
I'm a chef. I suggest that you all be very quiet while I cook. You may look, but you must be very quiet. If you don't, then I'll shh and I'll shh. For it's silence that I ask for in my kitchen.
I know.
I'm a chef. I suggest that you do the way I do, because it's best if you rest when you're stirring up a stew. And if you don't, then I'll shh and I'll shh. Silence that I ask for in my kitchen.
I know that.
I like quiet things, like pockets, quiet lockets, sockets. I like quiet high sky rockets, quiet folk, like bracket.
Like you.
I'm a chef. I suggest that you show me what you want, for you can even. And if you don't, then I'll shh and I'll shh. For it's silence that I ask for, lovely silence, not too bad for lovely silence, silence, silence in my kitchen. Shh. Hey.
Want to go to the kitchen?
No, I don't have to. I didn't come to cook. I just stopped by to ask you if you knew that next Friday is Mr. McFeely's birthday.
It is. I know that. We're making something for him. Let me show you.
Oh.
Hey, wow.
It's a basket for the front of his bicycle.
Oh, that's a good idea. He can put all of his messages in there, mm-hmm. huh? Oh, that's nice. You're weaving it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to make him something, too.
Are you what?
You want to guess what it is?
Sure.
Come on, we'll go in the kitchen. You can guess in there, huh?
Okay, fine.
Well,
let's go and guess in the kitchen.
Now, I'll show you. And you can, when we didn't really cook in the kitchen, then it's all right to talk a little bit.
Oh, it's sure. all right to talk
right.
when you're not
when you're not cooking. But I'll pretend cook, and you guess what I'm going to get Mr. McFeely, okay?
All right. A big round barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Bowl. A bowl. Are you sifting flour? Sifting. Sugar. Put in sugar. Eggs. Little bottle of something. 3 drops of vanilla. I think I know what you're gonna make. Stir it all up.
Mm-hmm.
And then a great big... I see, you pour it over on that. Open the oven, put it in the oven. I know what it is. Wait for all those minutes to go by. And open the oven, pull it out. Is it a birthday cake?
That's right, you guessed it. Hey, I don't know what kind of cake Mr. McFeely would like. What do you think?
I don't know. I like chocolate and white
together. Oh, a little bit of each, huh?
Uh-huh.
That would be a good idea. But what I meant was, I wonder how he'd like to have it decorated. You know, that's important in a birthday cake.
Oh, sure. Probably want something written on it, you know, Mr. McFeely. And
yeah, or I do all different kinds. I make sometimes carousel cakes and covered wagon cakes. Because of my covered wagon hat, I make them to look like that.
Yeah. Well, but Picture has good ideas about things like that. Why don't you ask, have you ever talked with
Picture? No, this will be my first time.
Well, all you say is picture on the wall. Will you kindly show us all? And then ask them what you want to
but
see.
The question. Okay,
uh-huh.
I'll do it.
Okay.
That's the first time that I...
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, picture.
Picture on the wall. Will you kindly show us all the kind of cake Mr. McFeely would like, the way he'd like it decorated? Hey, a gumdrop cake.
Yeah, with a big one here.
Oh, yeah.
Medium-sized one here.
And the
small one there.
The layers, yeah, I can do that.
And all those gumdrops.
Oh, and all different colors. They'll be pretty, I bet,
yeah.
huh?
Would you bring it by to show us before you give it to him?
Hey, I know what. I'll bring it here, and we could give it to him together.
Oh, that's one. You mean on Friday?
Right.
His birthday,
yeah.
Okay. Because I think he's going to stop by anyway.
Fine. Well, now I have to hurry along. I have to cook a big dinner, Mr. Rogers.
Well, thank you for coming by.
Oh, well, I'm glad I saw you, and I'll be glad to bring the cake here.
Get a lot of gumdrop.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye-bye, Chef Brockett. Chef Brockett's going to make the cake. We'll have the basket. It's going to be a big day, isn't it? Oh, boy. Well, our visit's almost over for now. But one thing good, you know, I always think about this when I'm leaving you. I think about the next time that we'll be together. Yeah, because when you say goodbye, that means that the next thing you'll say to each other is, hello. Sure, and we'll be saying it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood and all. You sure make it special. I'll be seeing you tomorrow. 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 We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile. For you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. I'll put this in the bag. So if I see Mr. McFeely, he won't know what it is, okay? Surprises, good kind of surprises. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.